Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Black.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
55.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Hello? Hello, can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
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 I can hear you. Oh, yes. I probably will vote.
Probably? Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are much more important than usual? In a few words.
So many different changes in laws and everything that they have been put on the books.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, okay? And now thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is holding his job as president of the United States? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
With the rent, I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse. And now we're almost done. We're 30%. Thank you for your time. I'm going to review a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's any important at all. The first issue is investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Very important.
It's a 10.
10.
You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The next one, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Passing common sense gun reform that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. How important?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10?
10, definitely.
Again, the last three. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
I said 5.
The last two, making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
A 10.
The last one, investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing all bridges and roads. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. I have protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, or the last three, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or the last one, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
The last one, the one before you, the one you just supported.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy, or combating the rise of white supremacy?
Yes.
discrimination and racism.
Say that again.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy, or combating the rise of white supremacy.
Tackling that one.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100. How will you rate her?
A 50.
Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100. Democrats in general?
A 60.
J.D. Vance, do you recognize the name? J.D. Vance.
I've heard that name. I'm going to say 50.
From 0 to 100? 50. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
25.
Cornel West?
50.
Hakeem Jeffries?
40.
And the last one, Barack Obama, from 0 to 100.
100.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And now, generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, I'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. And for each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. Just two. The first one,
I agree.
I will read the two statements, okay? The first one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. I strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree. Some agree.
Just somewhat or strong? Sorry.
Strong agree.
Strongly agree. Now we're almost done. We're 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. Please tell me who you think will be better at handling this issue, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. I have four issues. The first one is securing our borders. Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better dealing on that.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, somewhat better or much better? Securing our
much
borders.
Better.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Kamala much better, somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Kamala much better.
The last two issues, we'll fight for people like you. Harris much better or Trump much better? Or somewhat better?
Kamala much better.
The last one, gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it. Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And next, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your help. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please read it using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. The first one, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back, racial discrimination and division is on the rise. Political violence is growing, we need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric, and for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now. From 2010, how convincing was that?
Much. Repeat that again.
We can vote for a change now. From 0 to 10, how important is that statement?
10.
And the last two. While corporations are raking in record profit and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interest to finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our vote put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Very convincing.
From 0 to 10, how convincing? It's not a 10, okay? The last one? This is the last one. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancement our community has fought for so long. We can stand by as they strive to take us backward. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups to a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights, diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason for vote this year was that?
10.
Okay, and the last few questions, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now, will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And now, please, I'm going to read you a short list of sites or apps. Just tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok, yes or no?
Say that again.
TikTok, the application? You have used them in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Twitter, yes or no?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
YouTube?
No.
And Instagram?
No.
And now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or college graduate or postgraduate?
High school graduate.
Now, are you married and married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban or rural?
Urban.
And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often will you say you attend church or religious services, twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation, employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.